Hey, come into the Bear's Den showroom for two shows, Thursday night and Friday night, September 14th and 15th. It's the internationally acclaimed hit theater show, The Simon and Garfunkel Story. It's at the Seneca Niagara, and it's on tour in more than 45 U.S. cities. And this is stop number one on the tour. Ryan and Taylor, who star as, well, Simon and Garfunkel, are here in studio with us this morning. How you guys doing?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Excellent. You guys must be pretty excited. This is the first time in North America, right?
It is, yeah.
The show was played overseas?
Yes, it's played in the UK, a lot of Europe, also Australia. Yeah.
And you guys are the American cast.
We are the first Americans to play the roles.
We're very excited about it.
Were you guys Simon and Garfunkel fans to begin with? You're both pretty young guys.
We are. That's very nice of you to say. Taylor, you want to take?
Well, I sort of grew up listening to a lot of James Taylor, a lot of Cat Stevens, but it's funny that I never had a huge knowledge of Simon and Garfunkel music. I really just knew like three or four songs. But it's been like a really wonderful experience getting to learn so much more of their music, you know, because it's really great stuff.
Are you guys musicians? Are you actors? Are you both? What's the deal?
We both have acting degrees, actually.
I've
actually probably been a singer more than, you know, anything. But yeah, traditional musical theater, straight theater, stuff like that. And I have the exact opposite childhood. I had parents who shoved Simon and Garfunkel down my throat. So I spent my entire, really most of my life just listening to them. And especially when I hit puberty, I got a curly head of hair, and I was called Art Garfunkel in high school, because I wore my hair. I didn't know what to do with it, so it just looked like his hair, you know? So I've been very familiar with their music for my entire life.
So tell me the story of the show. Does it trace them right from the very beginning, the Tom and Jerry
years? Yeah, absolutely. Does, yeah. We do a Tom and Jerry song at the top of the show, and we cover their entire lives, really, together, all the way up until the Central Park concert in 81. So we...
That's what we like about the show so much, actually, is that it starts and it's very, you can sort of feel their music progress, you know, as they went through their years of playing together. It starts in one place and you see that it like grows into this very different kind of musical beast, you know?
Yeah.
Really we play fun. Through all of the albums, basically.
Taylor, you brought along a guitar this morning. You want to use that?
I was thinking about it. I thought it might be kind of fun.
You got something for us you want to like play?
Yeah, we thought we'd play a little thing called Homeward Bound.
Okay, let's hear it.
I'm sitting in a railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand. And every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. My thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day's an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness in harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Okay, so come on, you guys have practiced.
Once or twice. Once
yeah,
or
a couple yeah. times.
Blown away, man. That was great.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks
absolutely
a lot.
Great. Absolutely great. Thank you. Now, Art and Paul, they were notorious for not getting along too well. How are you guys doing, okay?
Yeah, we're doing really well.
Doing well so far, I
am considerably older than Taylor, which makes me kind of a big brother, I think, automatically. But, yeah, we're doing good.
So you guys get along. You're sure you'll be up for the 45 cities? You're
not I think we will, yeah. And we have a band of four guys that travel with us and a few tech guys. Yeah, and yeah. So far, there's 10 of us. 10 guys on a bus is what it's going to be.
Wow.
And so far, I can't imagine thing is going awry.
It's like, such a laid-back group of guys.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
really great.
Really everybody.
And they're all super, super, super experienced in doing this kind of stuff. And I've toured a few shows, but Taylor's new to it. But
yeah,
this is still a very different experience for the two of us especially. So.
It's the North America debut Thursday night at the Seneca Niagara Resort and Casino.